Good morning. This is Rosemary Trajek with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today, I have Miss Lori Mosley with the Waxahachie Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Good morning. I did that little head nod to you so we don't overstep each other again.
I know. What's going to happen for the rest of this? That's our little good luck thing that we do. We step on each other.
That is true, but in a good way.
In a good way, yes.
Well, March is here.
Oh my goodness.
And it is March. So end of the first quarter-ish.
I can't believe, where did the time go? We were just talking about this being a brand new year. Seems like yesterday.
It felt like it. Yeah. Truly felt like that. But March is busy, just like every other month here in Waxahachie. So what do we have going on this month?
Well, you know, we are getting really close to St. Patrick's Day.
We are. It will be here next week.
Absolutely. But that means we just like to celebrate early because downtown is ready to go. So it's like, why wait for the 17th when you can take and do everything this coming Saturday?
I mean, our colors are green, so we might as well celebrate the whole month, you know?
Absolutely.
We're the green all month.
Yes, yes, yes. And so our downtown merchants, as we know, they've got the St. Patrick's Day beer stroll going on.
That will be a lot of fun. Different merchants downtown taking part on that. You can go grab a beer, walk around downtown. But that, if you have a little furry friend, don't they have something else going on for your furry friends?
Yes, the Ellis County Pet Coalition. And, you know, we love those guys. They are just always out there raising money, trying to do great things for our pets and animal shelters and all of that. And they have partnered with Southern Roots, and they are going to have a St. Patrick's Day.
So sweet. Go see some dogs. Go love them.
Do you have a dog?
I don't, but my mom and dad have three.
Okay.
They adopted from the shelter. They got three.
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing that post.
Yeah. They, all three of them, really short, lived together for their whole time they'd been in the shelter, so they couldn't separate the three. So we have Bonnie, Clyde, and Chi-Chi.
Oh, my goodness.
And my
Chris
girls,
Wright and Amy, they are just got big old hearts taken in.
They do, and my girls love it. So it's nice that we can go over and see the three dogs and then come home with no dogs.
It's like everybody has a dog to pet.
Uh-huh. It's a lot. It's like having five kids all at once.
Well, we need to get Bonnie, Clyde, and Chi-Chi. We need to round them up and get them over to the St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, or at least one of them.
Yeah. Whichever one's the best behaved.
That is Clyde.
Okay, yeah. Very good. Very good. Well, that's awesome. So, that's taking place around downtown Waxahachie. Lots of fun there. But also for our basketball fans, our sports fans, there is an NAIA championship level round one tournament taking place at Nelson University.
What a cool opportunity. Like, you don't have to travel far to come see a big tournament opportunity like that. That is really neat that it's truly in our backyard,
mm-hmm.
hosted at Nelson.
What a yes.
cool opportunity for our community, for those sports basketball 11 fans.
Yes, our Waxahachie Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of Nelson Athletics. And we invite everybody to come out. So there's four teams, two nights of basketball, and then the one major stage there that is Schaefer Center at Nelson University. So,
that's so cool.
We want to pack the stands with fans for, again, the Lions and then all the other teams.
Yeah.
So
go watch some really cool collegiate basketball.
Absolutely. So that's something cool that we don't normally get to talk about here on a Chamber Chat. And of course, as we talk about people that are out there doing good, the Waxahachie Lions Club, you know, they partner with Triple T Amusements, and it's their spring carnival, and it goes on through this Sunday.
That's really neat. And that's been happening what feels like forever. And
A
really neat opportunity to go get the family out, go buy some tickets, go ride some rides.
Unlimited wristbands are $27.
Oh, that's nothing.
That's what I saw on their Facebook post.
That's,
so
to me, nothing compared to what you'll buy tickets. So go take the family. Ride some rides and eat some good carnival food.
And the great thing is part of the proceeds, again, goes to the Waxahachie Lions Club, and then they reinvest those dollars in our community. And one of the big platforms is, you know, supplying eyeglasses for those who are in need, mm-hmm. like kids. Like, I think like over 70 students probably were fitted with eyeglasses for free that couldn't afford them through the generosity of donors, supporters, and all that through the Waxahachie Lions Club.
That's such a sweet and easy way to give back to our community. Go have some fun at some carnival games and support the Lions Club.
Heck yes. And then, of course, if you look through our website, you know, you'll for sure see the Waxahachie Farmers Market. You know,
yes.
Our new downtown director, Sandy Rakoff, she works hard at making, adding all kind of fun things out there. So if you haven't been to the Farmers Market lately, I highly suggest you go and see what Sandy and all those farmers have got coming your way.
They had a cowboy hat fitter there last weekend, mm-hmm. and that was really neat. They have like flower bouquets, they have a tamale lady come, the Green Arrow coffee's out there. It's like pumping down there. And there's also a dog park behind there. So you can take your dog, put it on the leash.
Take Bonnie, out. Clyde, and Chi-Chi.
I know, all of them.
You can take your Bonnie, Clyde, and Chi-Chi to the dog park.
And then stop by this farmer's market and swing by. It's a neat area.
Or your Lola's. You know, we do have Monica Boyd here in the house with us. She's being over there being really quiet because she knows I don't share my microphone well or whatever the case. But anyway, so we've got to give a shout out to Lola Boyd, one of the other little dogs that we all know and love. And then, of course, you've looked to the website, lots of live music at all of our bars and restaurants. And then we kind of round out the month with two iconic events, which is the Ellis County Livestock Show and Rodeo, mm-hmm. and also the Master Gardener Show, the Master Gardeners Expo.
Yeah. And the Ellis County Stock Show and Rodeo is, I mean, they've got something almost daily, nightly. Yes. I mean, there is always something. They've got different contests, different events that you can go and watch, which is really neat.
Yep. It's a two-night rodeo, which starts Friday, March 27th, and goes on also on that Saturday. And last year, tickets sold out, so I would highly recommend, if you're interested, going online and finding your tickets. And then also, we would be remiss if we didn't talk about kind of one of the biggies, one of the granddaddies of them all that happens at the Chamber of Commerce every year.
Yes, our 98th annual Chamber Excellence Gala is happening on March 26th, that Thursday. We're really excited. We have an MC called, his name is Bryce Harney. He is coming in. He is a DFW local. He's also a Nelson alumni. I learned that.
Oh.
And he is a little bit of magic, a little bit of illusionist. So we're going to be excited to celebrate our business owners that evening.
You know, I always feel like it's the nice bow on the package to celebrate what the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce is all about. You know, just so many wonderful businesses and individuals in our community that make it what it is. And
It's a night that I truly love, and it's one of those nights where you get to get all dressed up, see people, and one of the favorite awards is always seeing who the Citizen of the Year will be.
Oh,
and I'm always real curious. And even as staff, we do not
know. As a former Chamber of Commerce staff, I know you do not know.
We do not know. And so it's always, you know, a little speculation of who it could be.
Ken Roberts here in KBEC, he's an outstanding citizen. Yes. He sits at the table. So
is Kevin Strength, our president and CEO.
Oh, yeah.
And they keep their mouths shut, which is really, it's a cool opportunity, but that's always interesting. That's the last award we give that night, and they are truly an outstanding citizen, and so it's really cool. I love seeing who it is.
I tell the story every year. It was March 2001, and I did not work at the Chamber of Commerce, but I attended the banquet. That was my mm-hmm. first experience, really, with the Chamber of Commerce, and I was in awe. Like, I was in love. I drank the Kool-Aid of Waxahachie after attending that event. David Hudgens, former fire chief, David Hudgens, he was our outstanding citizen of the year that was chosen that year, and it's always one of those things that I cherish.
Yeah.
Because it's how I fell in love with the community.
I love...
And cruising Waxahachie as a high schooler. But anyway.
Yeah. And with the outstanding citizens, from my understanding, too, it's a unanimous vote. Like, it's... They all pick it in unison together. And I love that they all see and honor these outstanding, truly outstanding citizens and who have given so much back to our community.
Absolutely. I'm going to get all weepy over here just thinking about the great work that the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce does and getting to see it all packaged together in that one night. So
yes,
great job, Chamber of Commerce and team.
Well, thank y'all for everything that y'all do at the Convention and Visitors Bureau. We couldn't do it without you, truly.
Amen. That's what I was just singing our praises of all of our organizations and how we just all work so closely together, and what a beautiful thing that is, because I don't think that happens everywhere.
I don't think so either. It's not like this everywhere.
Aww.
Well, thank you, Lori, for joining me today.
Well, thanks for having me. You know, we went through a lot of information. You can always visit our website, visitwaxahachie.com, for all these details and more.
Yeah. And if for some reason you cannot find that website, always give us a call at our office at 972-935-0539. And we'd be happy to point you in the right direction.
Hey, and also we didn't talk about this. Rosemary's a farmer. So if you've got any gardening questions, just send them her way too.
Yes, I am a farmer. So yes, we have Tragic Farm. So yeah, me and my husband have been doing it and we absolutely love it. So yeah.
Awesome. Well, lots of good things are blooming.
They are. It is blooming in our area. So have a great one.
Bye, Rosemary.
Bye.